the shooting guard, what's your biggest need?
I think up front, we need to get better and be a little more physical. And then on the perimeter, it's not a secret. I mean, we have a surplus of threes, but the off guard position is something that we'd like to inject. And then after that, it's a little bit of a free for all in terms of who the player might be and what the situation might be on draft.
Is there, did it just that work out this way that this is your first workout 2 weeks before the draft? A lot of teams have already had several, but is it just a matter of schedules, or you do this on purpose to wait?
I think it's a mixture of both. I mean, we've had, you're certain we didn't have workouts, so I'm presuming with that question. Well, yeah, there have been guys in our facility before now, and also you're competing with guys scheduling wise. We saw guys in Chicago, so I'm not certain of what the question is, but if it's your thought that this is the first workout, it's not, and we feel confident and comfortable with the guys that we'll be able to see between now and leading up to the draft. If that addresses what you're asking.
Does this group indicate that you're looking to get into the second round and maybe acquire another pick, or are you looking at potential free agent combining
two? Well, hopefully you take from this that we're doing our due diligence. We have a pick, and whether that means we get more or not, who knows. But we've got to do our due diligence and look at every player and look at them closely and have them in the environment. This is a continuation of that process.
Why do you think the guy like Juwan stock is higher than the numbers he did in high school and how he tests and so on? What's the questions on him that have don't put him in the group with other guys?
Well, I don't want to sound coy with this response, but I'm not sure where his stock is. I don't think we know that until a guy is drafted. And he's had a great year. Very good job. I thought he showed well, as I mentioned, again, all the guys did in the workout. So where his stock is now, it's a perception that I don't think you get to realize until draft night. So I wouldn't want to speculate either way on where it might be.
Do you think he's strong enough to be a full maybe, or is that something he's going to have to grow into?
I think it's situational, and a little bit of what the latter of what you said, in that depends on what the team is looking for him to do. Doesn't look like a bruiser, for sure, but he's also very young and still has a chance to grow, and will continue to grow and find his way. So I think it just depends on the team and what they're looking for him.
You know, it's not uncommon this time of year to start hearing some of those rumors as it relates to trades and things like that. Heard the Phoenix Suns' name mentioned in that regard, Minnesota in particular, Johnny Flynn, comes up. Do the Phoenix Suns have interest in maybe perhaps trading up in this draft?
Well, I mean, we have interest as we've spoken when we've had the trades and always looking to get better. Whether that means us moving up, back, out, I don't know. But we have a lot of interest in trying to do whatever we can to get better, you know, for this organization, our fans, and the team. So I would be out of place telling you that means we're going to move up or back or sideways, for that matter.
Do you feel that if the Suns just stayed content at 13, made no moves at all, that you could get better moving forward?
With that pick, mm-hmm. I think I think this draft is it's got a lot of parity, you know, I'm not one of those who get into trying to predict how good the players are, where they're going to end up. I think that, you know, in every draft, there's been good players that have come out of it. And I don't think this draft is any different than that. And I think with the 13th pick, we're excited to have it. We feel like we can get a good player there and someone that will have the potential to help us, whether it's in the near term or the long term.
You guys place such an emphasis on improving defensively, I mean, to the point where you even go out and look at defensive assistance and things of that nature. Do you look at this draft primarily as feeling that you can bring in players that can help you in that regard, or is it just who's the best that's there?
Come again with the question.
You talked about improving defensively. Is pick 13 a player that you look at in that regard, or is it just whoever's available?
I think you tell me the list of players, and I'll tell you what we're looking at. I mean, they're all guys, a lot of guys that do different things. Some guys are shooters, scorers, defenders, great character guys, and the like. So if you're asking, are we looking for a defender at that pick, I don't know. I mean, we're looking for someone that can help us win games and help put this organization back in the playoffs.
The interview process, how important is that for you, not just this year, but, you know, since you've been doing this versus just watching guys, but able to sit down one-on-one and talk to them?
Very important, because I think we know that these guys can play. They wouldn't be here at this point. They've had a lot of success at the collegiate level, often at the high school level. And so now getting to know them as people is very important, and as if not more important than what you see in these workouts on the floor. Are they going to work in your community? Are they going to work within your organization? Are they the type of people that are going to be good teammates, easy to coach, hard to coach? And you can't gain that knowledge by just watching them in a workout situation. You've got to sit down with them, talk to them, talk about their lives and things that are important to them and not important, et cetera. So very important to do the interviews.
How would you characterize this group of players overall that you brought in today?
Well, solid. These guys are, there are some NBA players in there. And a lot of times, whether a guy makes it or not, is situational. And who drafts him and what they're looking for and what the guy can bring. So this group is no different. And as I mentioned with the draft in general, there's probably a player at 13 that you might be able to get at 10 or 15 that could be just as good as a player drafted at 5. So with the parity of this draft, I think you got to be careful of thinking just because a player is drafted high that he's going to be the best player in the draft. I think there are players that will be pretty good that are drafted after those top guys.
Most of these guys have strong defensive reputations. Is that why you happen to group most of them together today?
You would have to get the details of that. John Trullo, he puts them together, and we come out and look at them, and we just need guys that can play in the NBA and help this team and organization. And how he paired them in terms of their defensive. So Juwan was one of the best in the Big Ten, so I got to believe he offered a little bit of offense. So in terms of the pairing for defense, that's probably more of a John question, but there's like an underlying current here of this whole, we keep hearing this defense thing with guys that were drafting for deep. What's that? If I can ask you guys a question.
Well, you made it crystal clear that this team has to improve defensively, and watch this group of players that we've seen here in the past. We don't know if that necessarily translates to those type of players. So maybe you're looking to bring in players that can help you in that regard. So that's why I'm asking.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, well, we're looking for guys that can help us get back in the playoffs and move this organization forward. We feel like we need to get tougher, but it doesn't mean that we don't want to score points. You got to score points to win basketball games, and a lot of these guys can do that as well.
With the unknown of the next 2 years, does that make it any more difficult to do trades involving personnel or payroll because you don't know what you're going into as far as a cap and those sorts of things?
Ask the question again. Is the new CBA
just not knowing what the new CBA is going to be make it harder to make a trade that would change the payroll or personnel?
I don't think it makes it harder. You just don't know what the new CBA is going to be. And we can all come up with ideas and thoughts about what we think it'll be. But I think if our focus is on making this the best organization and the best basketball team that we can put on the floor is the main focus, which it is, then you have to let all the rest of it take care of itself. We're all experts and professionals in this, and that's our main focus. And, as far as trying to predict what might happen or not happen with the season, we're not even there.
Can you talk about what you have for a group tomorrow?
I can, but I'm not.
You're capable.
I'm capable, but I'm not willing to do so. Why would I do that? Then that would just be promoted and tweeted out. And you can't tell a playbook.
Well, that's what people want to know. They want to know what you guys think relative to prospects.
But that would be like Alvin showing up his last play call to finish a game. Like, people want to know that, but why would you do that?
It's just inquiring minds want to know.
Oh, and then you catch me in a trap. If we change course or someone cancels, which I'm starting to hear might be a possibility. Now I've told you something, and I've breached our trust and your confidence in me, and now you think that I'm a dishonest kind of guy. And I would hate to do that. I want to maintain credibility and a good relationship with you guys as I answer the last two questions and not tell you something that may not come true.
Would you be surprised if a deal was made before the expiration of the CBA?
Nothing in the NBA ever surprises me.
Would you be inclined to do something from that standpoint, from a Suns viewpoint?
If it made sense to better this organization, absolutely. You can't be afraid to try to get better.
All right, Mr. Blanks, appreciate that.
Thank you. Seriously, any other
in Europe with Bismarck Biyombo? He's got to work out in Italy this week. You've heard about.
We have an international scout who takes care of that. We have people who've seen him and are aware of that situation at a high detail level.
Did you see Vesely play this week?
Did I?
Your organization.
Our organization has seen him a lot. We've seen him a lot and are very, very aware of him. Anything else?
And does Mark West have anything left in the tank, player-wise?
You might have to talk to Mark.